In a rehearsal room at the University of Richmond, Jose Joaquin Garcia leads a group of high school and college students through a scene that involves singing and walking.
Stop, here we go. We're gonna try it again with Jack. And remember, when we do things over and over, that's what you do. When you're learning your ABCs, you do stuff over and over. When you do theater, you do stuff over and over. I would really love if people smile right now. You guys are going,
The New York-based director, musician, and teaching artist is here for 10 days, helping the group take their play, Churchill, A Changing Neighborhood, from the page to the stage.
Ready, and sing it out, go. That song is yours, y'all.
Most of the students have never been in a play, much less written one, and this performance is unique. It's a documentary drama that students collaboratively wrote about gentrification in Richmond's Church Hill. University of Richmond professor Laura Browder co-teaches the class.
All of us who live in changing neighborhoods experience gentrification in tiny daily ways, and being able to step back and see it as part of a historical process that's happening all over the country, right, is a way of changing the context and maybe opening up a different kind of conversation.
Browder and Professor Patricia Herrera are building on work they started a few years ago that brings together college and high school students, local artists, and Church Hill residents. In their first collaboration, portraits and oral histories were displayed at the Valentine Museum's Made in Church Hill exhibit in 2015. The current course began last August. Students spent a lot of time in Church Hill, experiencing the neighborhood through the eyes of longtime residents and newcomers. They took a bike tour, visited a bakery and community garden, interviewed church members, and heard from public housing tenant organizers. Through community engagement in different parts of the neighborhood, Herrera says they're learning about the complexities of gentrification.
And that gentrification is both needed and still hated at the same time. And so the question becomes not if there's going to be gentrification, but can gentrification happen with integrity of the people who live in these spaces? And so the stories that we hear is more about that desire of, hey, can you listen? I've been here for a while. This is my story. Can you treat me with respect or can you acknowledge me? And so it's not that they don't want the neighborhood to improve. Of course, everybody does. But it's the dismissal of humanity. People live there. People who have lived there for many years are there. And they have stories. Their history is there. So to know that all of a sudden they might leave, that means breaking up their networks. That means breaking up their families, right? That means perhaps losing a business. That means losing a home. And so there's a lack of understanding or sympathy for that.
One, two, three.
Sister, I was born and raised in Church Hill. LaFran Walker, deaconess of Fourth Baptist Church, 73 years old.
Everything in the play comes from real life. Students crafted dialogue using interviews, oral histories, public meeting testimony, even online comments from the neighborhood blog Churchill People's News. The characters are real people too, longtime residents, the mayor, the builders planning to redevelop the public housing community Creighton Court.
Where are we going to move?
Residents of Creighton Court may move to other public housing developments or based on availability receive housing choice vouchers for housing outside of the public housing developments. The goal is for residents.
The hardest thing I've done this semester, most likely, is write this play.
Melissa Quiroga Herrera is a sophomore majoring in biology and leadership studies. She says they threw out their first draft completely, and the second one has gone through 7 revisions.
I'm a science major, and most of my life what I've done is like all science. And so the way this class makes me think is very different than the way I usually think. Like, usually when I'm in my science class, there's one answer, and I either get it right or wrong. And here, whenever I speak during class, Dr. Herrera and Dr. Browder always are like, yeah, and then they, like, connect it to another subject. So you're never really wrong.
Students travel to Houston to study gentrification there. They learned about the origins of living newspapers and read the 1938 Federal Theater Project's play One Third of a Nation, which also took up the issue of housing. They spent part of spring break in New York learning from the Tectonic Theater Company, which created the documentary drama The Laramie Project. Professors Herrera and Browder, along with visiting director Garcia, say exploring gentrification as a community in a public setting can spur dialogue and foster connections.
You know, in the 1930s, it was not uncommon for audience members at living newspaper productions of the Federal Theater to get up and start shouting back at the stage or get into arguments with one another. Because that's how much the issues mattered to them, and that's the kind of impact that the drama had on them. And we're hopeful that we can achieve something like that here.
You know, the word on the page is powerful, but the live body and conveying that message transcends the word on the page. So there's something about emotion, there's something about connection that is not necessarily on the page. And so because some of the members watching this play are going to be interviewees, it's going to have an effect on them, right? And it's also going to have an effect on our students, right? So for us, it's yes, the community, but also what's the transformation for our students? We see our role here is how do we transform them into active citizens, right? How can they see this issue? The class is going to be done right after this, right? But hopefully, as they move forward, right, they're thinking about these complex issues and thinking about their role as citizens as they move forward.
For the audience to even, you know, to think, oh my gosh, my story was important, that they're putting it on stage. I didn't know that my story was important, and that, you know, can lift your chest up, can feel you. It's such good medicine to feel that your story is up on stage and that it's worthy of telling, and that hopefully in telling that story, we remind ourselves of where we come from and where we've been.
This semester, the University of Richmond sophomores got another perspective on gentrification when they began meeting with students from Armstrong High School's leadership program.
It's like, it's diverse, but within the diversity, it's concentrated areas of people throughout Churchill. So it's diverse, but then again, it isn't.
Lydell Pogue moved to Churchill about a year ago and is a senior at Armstrong. He says he's the only Black person on his block.
So, I mean, I go out my way to talk to people, you know, if they're doing anything in their yard or, like, they need help with anything, helping, like, bags, I ask them. And that's how I introduced myself to a lot of people. And it went from, like, you know, how you doing to, like, hey, what's up, man? How's it going, Lydell? How's school going? Have you figured out what college you're going to? So I have a pretty warm, like attitude whenever it comes to my neighbors.
It's also important to Pogue that Armstrong teens didn't just advise the college students. They have prominent roles in the performance.
Man, I feel like this is the only way we actually get a voice, because when I originally heard about the play and everything, I kept on asking them, okay, well, how are they going to tell our stories? Wouldn't it be better if we told our stories? Or wouldn't it be better if we had a perspective in it? And I feel we make it real. We make it authentic because we're actually from Armstrong. We actually see this every single day, and we can express it better than they can.
For the young people involved in the play, this is an opportunity to show a side of Churchill that doesn't get included when the neighborhood attracts national media attention for its history, architecture, and restaurants. It's their chance to highlight what's often hidden in plain sight, the public housing communities, the families that move because rent gets too high, the vast differences in life experiences from one block to the next.
It's something to get people to stop and think of what is going on.
Chelsea Trammell is a sophomore at Armstrong.
Because some people don't realize it, everyone has that everyday walking with their dogs, being on their phones, and don't realize that people are losing their homes and a place that they just lived for their whole lives, just being ripped from their hands.
Armstrong students, including Chelsea Trammell, wrote original poetry that's become part of the play.
The future's unreasonable. It can give us good or it can give us bad. It's up to the people, the community, the families, the neighborhoods, to bring us justice. Will we run or will we fight? Fight for our memories, for our history, for the love that we share for our name. It's all in our hand to create our own future.
Following the performance of Churchill, A Changing Neighborhood, residents will lead a panel discussion. Participants hope it will help break down walls and shatter assumptions, that it might spark interest in learning about other stories, and that it will encourage inclusiveness and active listening as communities engage in conversations about their future. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.